against a political backdrop, another act of deadly violence in America. After conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed in Utah today, a somber Governor Spencer Cox urging introspection.
All of us will try to find a way to stop hating our fellow Americans, to ask ourselves, is this it? Is this what 250 years has wrought on us? I pray that that's not the case.
Now, new concerns tonight about political violence and aggression in the U.S.
Calling other groups scum or using elimination.
Brian Levin, founding director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, says this is a perfect storm. Extremists are being recruited on unregulated social media.
We're seeing an increase in threat, an increase in the number of Americans who believe that violence might solve political problems.
Kirk's assassination, the latest in a disturbing wave of political violence in our country. 3 months ago, Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were shot and killed on the same day that Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman also was shot. In July 2024, then-candidate President Trump was shot at a rally in Pennsylvania. Popular L.A. radio host Mo Kelly says America historically is very violent.
You look at the 1960s, you had the assassination of JFK, RFK, and also MLK. And now we're seeing a rise in political violence specifically, but it's running parallel to the violence of mass shootings and just general violence in our society.
The FBI confirming this is an era of increased threats of violence. And tonight, the governor of Utah says America no longer feels like the United States.